your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. What he said was, fathers, bring your children up in the Lord. Now, when he was saying your children, let me remind you that he wasn't just talking about the children that you gave birth to or participated in the birthing process with. He meant all of our children.
Yeah.
All of us. Today I see men not leading.
Yeah, Lord. Yeah.
Men not teaching, not providing, men not protecting. If you are one of the few men in this room innocent of that charge, I congratulate you. But for all of the rest of us, I think that American men have failed. We have failed our families, we have failed our communities, and we have failed our nation.
Amen.
I think that we have failed in four ways. The first is obedience and respect. Today, fathers do not demand obedience and respect at home. And that's where it starts. And then when the child goes out in public, fathers still don't demand obedience and respect.
Yeah.
You can see it all the time. Little bad guy at home, disrespectful and disobedient. By the time he's 4 years old, you can see him, he's in the Walmart, running up and down the aisle. Little Junior, come back here. Come back. Stop pulling that off the, don't pull that off the shelf. No, don't open that candy. A hellion at four. But it doesn't stop there, it gets worse. A few years later, he's in school, disrespectful to the teachers, disrespectful to the principal. He brings violence and disruption into that classroom.
Yeah.
And it hurts every other child in the classroom. Because some of those kids are there to try to learn. But he's jumping up and raising all kind of sand and distracting.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
If you don't believe it, ask a teacher. Or better still, go visit a school. Just walk down the hall. You'll hear the disruption and the violence. I was in a school a few weeks ago and talking with a teacher, and the teacher, there was a little boy in the first grade. The teacher was suggesting to him that he do something properly, and the boy was misbehaving, and he told the teacher stuff that I could not even say outside, much less in the pulpit. What that little boy told the teacher, and walked on away. And there were no consequences, unfortunately. But there are two problems as a result of all of that disruption in school. Number one, the 29 children, the other children in that classroom, don't get an education. Between 60 and 90% of the children in Louisiana, depending on which school district you're in, between 60 and 90% cannot read or write at grade level. That is a disaster for us. And the second problem is that that little bad Johnny, he's either gonna be put out or thrown out. He's either gonna drop out of school or be thrown out of school. He's going to be hanging out on the streets. He's going to end up in an orange jumpsuit with a whole bunch of other young men just like him. And it all started at home. Not being taught obedience and respect at home. I'm talking to fathers this morning, but I'm talking to you baby daddies too.
All right, come on.
It's time for you baby daddies to step up.
Yes, Lord.
and be father. But that's another sermon. We're going to hold that one on the side. Anyway, you brought them here. You have a biblical responsibility to bring them up in the Lord. If you want God to bless your children, bring them up in the book. If you want God to lift and protect your children, bring them up in the book. And fathers, remember, before you can teach obedience, you must know obedience. You must be the role model for your children to follow. Strong, godly, patriotic, leading, godly men. I'm talking primarily to men this morning, but I salute every one of you who's raising children, single mothers, mamas, pawpaws, aunties, uncles.
Yeah, man.
That first great failure of our men is failure to teach obedience and respect. The second is letting our children get poisoned. Now, if somebody told us that there was a school that was putting rat poison in our children's food, we would get together, we would go down there and stop it. Right now. We wouldn't let them poison our children, but we sit by and let the poison go into their minds. The music. Music that is foul and filthy. Music that calls women all demeaning to women. All kinds of names. And we stand by and just let that poison go into our children's heads. That poison was illegal when I was a boy. It was outlawed. You know, even now, kiddie porn is outlawed. Pornography dealing with children, because it is a poison. But we let all of that other poison come into our children. And that is a disaster. It leads to violence. Carjacking is up 50% in Louisiana. That's where people just walk up to somebody, take a gun out, and say, give me your car. And if there's a problem, the person gets shot, the owner of the car. They take your car. Home invasions up, where people just walk into somebody's house, kick the door in, gun, take your money, take whatever else they want, TV or whatever they feel a need to come and take out of your house, take your stuff. Burglaries, car burglaries, home burglaries, but murders especially. The number one cause of death of young black men is other young black men with guns. Not cancer, not heart disease, not AIDS, not car accidents. Other young black men, brother, shooting each other down in the streets like dogs. Poison. We've got to stop the poison. The third failure is prayer. You know, we are a majority Christian nation, but we've let people come into our country and stop us from worshiping our God the way that we want to. Our children used to be able to pray in schools, but they can't pray in schools anymore. Our public officials used to be able to open a public meeting with a prayer. Can't do that anymore. Wait, I got a good one for you. A coach, a high school football coach, at the end of the game, after the game is over, and people are beginning to walk out of the stadium, he cannot go to the 50-yard line by himself and kneel down and pray quietly, himself by himself. Can you imagine that in the United States of America? He was hauled before the courts. Actually, he was fired from being a coach and then hauled in the court. Can you imagine that? You see, we stood by and we let people come into our country, come into God's country, mm-hmm. and stop us. Mm-hmm. And we stood by and let that happen. Hallelujah. Sucking our thumbs like babies. If we replace the poison with prayer, yeah. See, it's what goes into the heads and the minds of little children. Yeah. There are only 4 young men in this church today. Only 4. We should have at least 10 or 15 young men. If we put prayer and godliness in Sunday school and in church and in the, on the radios, if we replace the poison with prayer and godly words, we will come out with a whole different society. We'll be able to walk the streets, our cars will be safe, our houses will be safe, our children will be safe, and our old people will be safe.
Amen.
The 4th great failure of men today is a lack of commitment.
Yeah.
3 out of every 4 black children born in America today, 75% are born without a father in the home. Children born without a father in the home are more likely to drop out of school. Check the statistics. You can Google them. I'm not making this up. More likely to drop out of school, more likely to be unemployed and on welfare, more likely to wind up in jail than those children brought up with a father in the home. For all of those statistics, a father in the home.
Yeah.
Now, I'm just a country boy, but it looks like there's a whole lot of commitment at the beginning, you know?
Yeah.
To that night of fun. Maze, yeah. I know y'all don't know what Maze is. That's an old school group of singers called Maze. And they do a great song.
Thank you for listening to the radio broadcast of Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with Pastor Michael H. Grimes. We pray his words of hope bless you and lifted you up. Come and visit with us. We're located on Willow Glen River Road across from Frank O'Hanna Park in Alexandria, Louisiana. Join us on Sundays for Sunday school at 8 a.m., morning worship at 9 a.m., and on Tuesday nights for Bible study at 6 p.m. Our heart's desire and prayer is that the world might be saved and disciples are made. Grace, peace, and mercy until our next broadcast. We are moving from membership to discipleship.
This is Wade with your Thursday weather here in the greater Alexandria Metroplex. Expect scattered thunderstorms with a high at 92 and an overnight low at 75. Showers for the Natchez, Mississippi area. 91 is the high, 75 is the overnight low. Lake Charles will be getting rain with a high temperature at 89. Overnight lows expected at 77. Scattered thunderstorms for Monroe. Look for a high temperature at 90 and an overnight low at 75. Shreveport getting rain with a high at 89 and a low at 76. That's a look at your Thursday forecast. I'm Wade Hampton. K-A-Y-T, Gina Alexandria, 88.1.